For the first time, Governor Roy Cooper stood before a joint session of the legislature to deliver his State of the State address. It was a chance for Cooper to push his priorities, but given the tone of the official Republican response, that's a tall order. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Every 2 years, North Carolina's governor is invited to give their State of the State address. Here is how Governor Roy Cooper sees it.
I want to begin by reporting to you that the state of our state is promising.
An interesting choice, which needed some explanation.
It is promising because of our universities and our community colleges, because of our farms and our factories, our banking headquarters, but most of all, because of the hard-working people of this state who want it to succeed.
Hardworking people, Cooper said, who are welcoming and friendly to everyone, even though they live in a state with laws that are not.
I'm going to say this first thing, because of the urgency and to go ahead and get it out of the way. Tonight, I call on the legislature once again to repeal House Bill 2.
That applause was not universal. Still, Cooper had this pledge for the lawmakers assembled.
Pass a clean repeal of House Bill 2, and I will sign it the same day. Pass a compromise repeal that works to eliminate discrimination and brings back jobs and sports and entertainment, and I will sign it as long as it truly gets the job done.
A clean repeal of House Bill 2 seems out of reach. Republican lawmakers have made that clear. But the governor has also stated he's not a fan of the only bipartisan HB 2 repeal bill that's been introduced so far. And the relationship between the Republican supermajorities in the state legislature and the Democratic governor are testy, to say the least. Lawmakers continue to pass bills to curtail the governor's power. The governor keeps challenging those bills in court. Yet this confrontation is what Governor Cooper used to strike a cooperative tone.
Now here in Raleigh, partisan battles, power struggles, and lawsuits may grab the headlines. But we have to work together when we can to look beyond ourselves to see what's right for our state. That's what the people of North Carolina want us to do. And what common sense demands us to do.
Not coincidentally, Cooper used common sense in the name of his proposed budget. And last night, he launched into some of the budget highlights. Money to expand pre-K slots for 4,700 kids.
Means they'll arrive at school ready to learn.
Plus an average 10% raise for all teachers. More money for principals and school administrators. And scholarships for some who agree to teach in troubled public schools and more. All this comes with a price tag of more than $800 million.
Yeah, there's a price tag on these investments in education. But now that the economy is rebounding, it's time to make smart, strategic investments in our people.
And Cooper called for expanding health coverage for North Carolina's poor, though he never uttered the word Medicaid.
We have to sit down and have serious discussions about improving access to care for people who don't have it. Most of these are people who work hard but find it tough to afford to see a doctor.
So far, the Republican-controlled legislature has seen this as a non-starter due to the unknown cost of expanding care. Overall, Cooper tried to strike a tone of cooperation over confrontation, but he signaled confrontation is not off the table.
I promise to listen, to engage, to build consensus, to compromise when possible. I promise to fight only when we can't come to agreement or when you leave me no choice.
A few minutes after the Democrats' speech was over, Republicans offered their response.
Good evening. I'm Senator Phil Berger.
The leader of the state Senate began his pre-recorded speech by stating the state's economy, education system, and business climate have all improved due to Republican leadership. Then he lashed out, first at the media.
If anyone but Republicans had accomplished all of this, the press would tout North Carolina as a national success story. Instead, the institutions of the left, the press, the Democratic Party, liberal special interests, have ginned up great controversy and false outrage.
Then Berger's ire shifted to how non-Republicans treat Republicans.
They call Republicans ignorant, dishonest, immoral, racist, bigoted, anti-woman, anti-voter, anti-education, even treasonous.
Berger then painted Governor Cooper as the left's new champion and one that barely won his office. Cooper, Berger said, is not looking for a compromise.
Instead of seeking middle ground, he sued to block common sense popular reforms, like voter ID. And laws he doesn't like, he simply ignores.
And Senator Berger again blamed Governor Cooper for last year's failed attempt to repeal House Bill 2. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.